tetherball.
I hate tetherball every day with the tetherball. I wake up 8 a.m. Tetherball? Matt, you want to play tetherball? No, I don't.
Juarez says you're not a man if you can't win a tetherball.
He does.
He says in his culture it's very valuable.
Have you seen what Juarez does to people with the tetherball string? Have you seen it? Because I saw it, and frankly, I don't want to be involved in this.
It's just a matter of cat-like reflexes.
I don't have them. Okay?
He's got a point there.
I don't have them, and I'm not playing tetherball with Juarez. That's it.
What animal would you say his reflexes most resemble?
Turtle?
Emu.
An emu.
Yeah, emu-like reflexes.
Emu-like.
Not value.
I got bigger plans today, boys.
You have bigger plans today?
Bigger than the cafeteria.
Yeah.
Bigger than the weight room.
Really?
Bigger than my half hour out in the yard.
That's pretty big.
I'm getting out of here.
You getting out?
I'm getting out.
How are you getting
I'm
out
of here. I'm out! I'm out, baby.
Wait, you can just decide.
Oh, I'm out.
Are you up for parole review? You're done?
I'm done with this place. I'm done. I've done my time. Now
are
I'm
you
finished.
Done?
I'm
you're
finished. No, but I've decided.
You can just...
Can you do that? Is there a box you can check?
Take me out. Open me up.
Is there a pull-down menu?
Stay here for 15 more years.
No, you know, I'm finished. I've seen all the facilities. I came. I checked it out. I gave it a second chance.
But my point is, how the hell are you going to get out of here?
That's where my master plan comes in.
Holy God, you're quadruple jointed. How the hell does that work?
I've been working on some things while you boys were out playing tetherball. I've been working on giving myself a few extra 100 joints.
What even? Oh, gross.
Wait, see that? Ever seen a human arm go that way?
He's quintuple jointed. He's flexing his joints into the fourth dimension.
It's hard to...
He's octuple jointed now, man. His arm actually appeared halfway across the room.
It's hard to keep a man like me behind bars, boys.
There's a super string theory going on here.
Watch this.
Oh my... Stop that! That's illegal in this state!
Just an example of...
I just saw the monolith.
Just a fraction of what I'm capable of now, boys. So maybe you should have been paying more attention while you were out smacking. I was in here cracking.
Okay, fine, so you can bend yourself into funny shapes, but how the hell is that getting you out, man?
Well, as soon as you dig me the hole, then I'll be able to slither right through it to freedom. Ever see Tim Robbins, Shawshank?
Wait.
Yeah, you dig me the hole, I slither out to freedom, Shawshank style.
Who's this,
I go get some people.
No.
Wait,
who's this you? Is it Mark?
It's a collective you.
So it's a Vosotros. Dig ice.
The fourth dimension goes every way but down.
We didn't learn Vosotros in high school.
Listen.
That's Castilian.
We can make our own tattoo guns. We can fashion shivs. We can dig a hole. And by we, I mean you too.
See, that's where the problem
is.
I've got
the octuple joints.
But that's only doing you good.
I'm going to get out there. I'm going to get some people together. We're coming right back for you.
What are you going to do? Storm the gates? What are you, Visigoths?
We're going to take a vacation and figure that out.
Going to get a Warhammer, two torches, and a guy named Sven. You're like, come on!
When we get back from Malibu, we're going to have the plan all figured out.
Malibu. I'm not digging you a hole. Mark, would you talk some sense to him?
Oh, God. All
right, look. We don't actually have any better options, so how about...
No vision.
How about we try digging the hole, see how it goes?
No, man, what are you?
What else are we gonna do?
Go play tetherball!
I think you should listen to him, man.
I think
he's always had the brains in this operation.
But I'm the charismatic one. Ass. Has anybody tried the door?
That's stupid.
What, did they leave it unlocked? Or
yes, they did.
They left it unlocked?
16 years? And
then unlike
we never checked the door in 16 years.
I knew it was... Guys, I knew that it was like that, but man, it's free rent. And there's no way... After what Mark has done to these walls, we're not getting the safety deposit back.
Yeah.
And have you moved the cot? Do you see the... I don't want to clean that up before we leave. I'm not going to spackle all this crap either.
16 years and the door's been open, and you knew. You knew the door's...
Yes, I knew the door was open.
Been open 16 years, but yeah, you didn't.
I could have put those gouges in some other wall.
You didn't say anything to us. Hey, guys, want to go free? Doors
well,
are open.
You know.
We could have tried some other cell.
I missed my whole young adulthood.
But it was fun, man. We were inside. You were Juarez's girlfriend for a week. That's an experience that everyone can say they've had.
He's got a tattoo about you.
He does.
You know, if I think back
when
now...
When he flexes, you come right up over his shoulder.
If I think back, it is kind of weird how you guys were able to go outside in the yard and play tetherball at, like, midnight.
Kind of like the sun rising, you know?
Kind of weird. And I said, oh, well, you know, they must have some kind of deal worked out with some kind of guard.
Do you think Big Mama Azathoth was going to let us rot in here? No,
Big Mama Azathoth? Yeah, I thought so. I thought, you know, you had some cool connection going. You slip her a couple packs of cools.
She does like those menthol cigarettes.
This is besides the point. Besides the point that you betrayed us in our quest for freedom.
I do feel a little weird about this.
You've been nothing but an impediment.
Man.
I mean, cardboard boxes are free rent, too.
Yeah, but they're not as comfy.
I know, they're doing
guys,
amazing things with cardboard these days.
4 squares a day. We had 4 meals a day in here.
You can get circles out in the real world. Sometimes that was up for a circle.
Free milkshakes.
That's a good point.
Think about all
free milkshakes.
Seasons of the real world I missed.
Oh, man, don't worry about it.
Okay, well, I guess...
We can go. I mean, if you guys really want to, I just thought we liked it in here.
I guess it's time. I mean, I'm...
Yeah.
This is the moment, man. This is what, you know? This is the time where we go out there. And we see what the real world has to offer us, you know? We spent our whole reality in this, knowing this.
Can I ask you a question? Yeah. What did you think, like, when we went to the restaurant with all the free-range dressing? Or that time when we were on that road trip? Or when we were in Antarctica? We were inside the polar bear? How did you think...
That was a little weird.
These were all at organized prison, you know.
It was just the three of us, and we had our own car.
That time we were 400 years ago, and we were on the discovery of the Americas.
The U.S. government is putting a lot of money in the U.S. penal system. They have the money to do...
Hey, watch your language, man.
I thought we were in a very open-minded, liberal... But freedom... Freedom at my fingertips, at my disposal.
Okay, well, sure. Why not?
Let's look around outside.
I mean, if you guys want to go, that's fine. I mean, we should say bye to Juarez. Let Big Mama Azathoth know we're going.
Get a pail for Lawrence.
Yeah, what about Lawrence, man? What are we going to do with Lawrence?
Just going to wrap him up in a sheet. We'll drag him. He's coming. He's got to come.
All right. I'm fine with that. You're carrying him, though. Mr.
Mark, are you ready? Are you ready to face this? Are you ready to go? Have you made the mental leap, man? Have you decompressed?
I'm having a hard time thinking of myself as a free man, but I mean, I want to get out there and, you know, and do everything that the world
contribute,
offers us.
Contribute, man.
Yeah.
With a capital K, you know?
Be a productive member of society with a capital Q.
And now this all can all be yours. And
for three small installments of 1995. Monogrammed. It also slices dices and Julianne's fries.
Eric's getting all Ron Popeil on me now. It's understandable. Exactly. This is an emotional moment.
This is a Popeilian moment.
Happens whenever he tries to say goodbye to someone.
This is of the utmost Popeilian proportions.
Remember when they moved Todd Bridges out of our cell? He started getting all Popeilian on Todd Bridges.
You're going to make me get all sad, man, thinking of Todd.
He's outside. We can go outside.
Sold Todd Bridges the Juice Master.
Maybe he'll put a cleat in your eye again.
That was an accident.
It wasn't, man.
It wasn't our ball, man.
How can you say it's an accident?
It wasn't fourth down, apparently. I thought it was. It wasn't.
It was an accident when he looked at you and said, after that ball gets hiked, I'm going to put my cleat in your eye. Then he puts his cleat in your eye, and you're to this day, oh, it's an accident, man.
Ever hear of trash talking? It's part of the game.
He didn't go, whoops, I actually did it.
He's really pretty charismatic, though.
He is very charismatic. Well, guys, let's just get out there, then. I mean, if we're going to do this, let's
I want to get a job. I
want to get some fly
I want to meet women.
Yes.
You know?
Oh, yes. Women.
I want to eat a hamburger with French fries.
Oh, yes, women.
I want to get a low-paying job.
Oh, yes.
That insults my intelligence and pay too much for rent
in
a city that doesn't give a crap about me.
I want to unwind paper clips and then make them into weird shapes and do origami with them and unscrew the tops of salt shakers.
Women.
Regarded as an anarchist notion.
And then, I mean, and this is all going to be great. This is what people do, you know? It's not going to be scary or nervous, or it's not going to go bad at all. It's going to...
Are there really women out there?
I know.
I want to turn.
I've seen National Geographic.
Left only when the green arrow comes on.
Do it
only at that time.
You can out there. You can.
Yeah, and sometimes even if the red light's telling me to stop, I can turn right.
I want to get some of those bags of money that the mayor hands out on the corner every Sunday.
I want to pass, go, and collect $200.
Oh, do it. Nice. You can.
At the same time as I'm passing.
I want to have children, then have them bronzed. That's what I want to do.
Oh yeah.
Guys, you got me all excited, all jazzed up. Let's go, man.
I want to go out there.
2.5 garages.
I want to have 2.5 wives, and
I want to buy stuff on eBay.
I want to
sell stuff on eBay.
I want to be eBay.
You want to be eBay?
I want to be eBay. All right, you go first. No, it's cool, man. Just go first.
I want to live. I'll go first.
Go.
I'm ready to embrace
ahead.
This thing called life. And
just go ahead out there, man. La vida, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
How about
just go ahead. Hey, you know, I'm gonna kind of clean up in here.
Yeah, I want to wash my face.
I gotta make.
I don't smell so
make
great.
Make my cot and the toilet's been. Whew,
yeah, you might want to clean that up. I mean, I don't want to. Yeah, you know, I'm
so
gonna clean
I'm
up the fridge.
Right behind
I'll clean out the fridge.
The fridge, because I'm right,
behind, right
behind
you.
After you go, Mark.
Maybe the rotting corpse of Lawrence Welk could take the lead. Because he's raring to go.
Yeah,
he's raring to go, yeah.
You know?
Band leader, you know? And
the holes in his torso, we could see right through him where we
I
going.
Don't want her. You can have her. She's too fat for me. Yeah. You know, good, right at there.
So, I mean, because we're just going to
tell you. All right, well, Lawrence, go ahead.
Okay.
Lawrence, go ahead.
Can we open the door, man?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the door is wide open.
Come on, Lawrence.
See, there's daylight. Freedom, Lawrence.
I think Lawrence is saying he doesn't want to go. And so maybe we should all rethink this.
I don't know. Check the manual for
all right. What
a collapsed nostril means. I mean, that's pretty subtle.
Yeah, I don't know.
What are we talking about? I mean, what's the big deal? It's just life outside of jail. I mean, how hard could it be? I mean, it'll go on, and it'll be great.
Yeah.
And we'll see each other.
Sure.
Tuesday is meatloaf day.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, they must have tetherball.
Maybe we could get our stuff together and then wait till after dinner. And then
Tuesday,
for meatloaf day.
I mean, that's not so bad because we love meatloaf.
I love meatloaf, man.
I love it. And that
I'd
one
like
time,
to have one last meatloaf.
Bonaducci always gives us a corner slice if we ask for it.
That one time you put it on your nipple. Because your nipples are razor sharp, and he spun it around.
With the teeth on his nipple? Yeah.
Wheel of meatloaf on your nipple.
Yeah. Oh, why don't we hang out for meatloaf?
Just Tuesday. That's
okay.
Just 4 days
away. We can get our stuff together, though.
Totally. Sure. We can pack, get this place nice. We want to leave it the way we found it, you know?
Mop up Lawrence.
Yeah. Uh-huh. We can maybe even find a cold storage place to put Lawrence.
Wednesday's spaghetti day. Yeah.
That's a point.
It's just meatballs. Like cheese.
We always get the extra meatball if you ask Bonaducci.
We actually have balls on our noodle. Extra.
Yeah.
I mean, what's another day, really? You know, it's just a Wednesday.
Well,
which
it's
just,
you savor the meatloaf and then
after the Tuesday.
It's just hours and then it's like spaghetti, you know?
They kind of go together. To separate them would kind of be weird.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Two great tastes go great together.
Because they use the meatloaf and they just smash it into meatballs.
Thursday's
peanut butter and jelly.
PB&J night. Speaking of two great tastes that go great together.
And I think it's crunchy this week.
Crunchy PB&J.
Switch off.
I just wouldn't feel comfortable leaving unless we could swipe some of those sporks from the...
Yeah.
Mess hall, you know?
Because really Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night meals really go together in a package deal.
Yeah, that's musty.
I mean, if you were to find those nights on eBay, they would only be sold together.
As a lot.
Yeah.
And you can only bid
on it. There would be a wow next to it.
And there might be a picture.
Friday to go? Oh, Friday though, they're showing Shawshank.
That's so great. When they get out and then it's...
And then
they tease us.
That's also,
they hit us with rubber bullets.
That's also the biannual prison demo. You know, where everybody's out there
selling
their crafts and...
Oh, I forgot about that.
For cigarettes and shivs.
Homemade tattoos.
And there's the tattoo artist, you know, and then there's the face painting booth with, you know, blood. And, I mean, if we miss that, then we're kind of obligated because I'm running the dunk tank.
You are running the dunk tank. I'm on the kissing booth this year.
And if we flaked out on those, how would, you know...
Right, Juarez would be very angry if I...
Yeah.
And he's running this coordinating this year.
His brow would furrow and...
and I would pay for it.
Yeah, you would.
I would be unconscious for 3 days.
Yeah. Thank mercifully.
Mercifully. Unconscious. And you'd find me in the laundry room.
Be mercifully unconscious.
For my mom, but...
I got that sweet job in the laundry room, too.
Yeah.
Where I just it smells so good down there.
It really does
and not
smell
like
good.
Sweat.
I'm not even in the underwear division. I just fold shirts,
you
know?
You just fold shirts.
Well, and it's really cool because you put it on the thing and then it folds the shirt pretty much for you. All you want to do is put it on.
I'm working in the library and, you know, I get to read books.
Yeah. I have to bathe Juarez.
That's, you know...
And that's a job that takes about 6 hours.
Well, he's a big guy.
Because if you take into account all the hair.
And you gotta get in all those nooks and crannies.
He's the sucker for the nooks. He's like the human English muffin, you know?
He likes it deep in the nooks. Let's put it that way. Did I just say deep in the nooks?
That's how he likes it. He says that a lot, actually.
He likes it. Oh, yeah, baby, get my crannies. And you'd miss that a lot. Okay, maybe next week.
Next week is looking pretty good. Let's have one
week that we can really
next week
celebrate,
save,
enjoy, you know,
savor. What's
say goodbye to the guard.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
I mean, there's gonna be a next week, right, guys?
Of course. There's always a next week.
How could it
every
end?
Time? I mean, you all have these things that you count on, and they come every week, and then they don't just stop all of a sudden.
Yeah, calendar says there's. I mean, next at least week. there's numbers on the blocks
that keep going
that correspond to Sunday through Friday.
And, you know, that wouldn't ever change because it wouldn't all of a sudden just not be in next week.
Yeah, all five days of next week are there.
So, I mean, and really, if you keep looking on the calendar, they have all those boxes with numbers and it just keeps going. So, really, it could keep going infinitely, which would give us an infinite amount of
time to
leave. Whatever we got to do, you know?
You know, and really, we could kind of go at our own leisure, if you guys will.
Or leisure, yeah.
You know? Good, you've been studying the French.
Thank you.
It's working in the library, it's paying off. So, I mean, what's the hurry, I think?
Really?
Because we want to pack up all our belongings. I mean, I've got my sharpened spoon collection that's...
Oh, man, you got to get a nice case for that.
Looking kind of dull, I want
to
have
hauled. We'll go out to the mall tomorrow and get you a case for that.
The mall's so crowded, but we can do that,
Well, guys, how about we just run down to 7-Eleven, get a slushie, come back and play some tetherball?
All right.
You down with that?
All right, we're going to play tetherball?
Yeah, we'll get a slushie and then play tetherball.
Okay. I think you could use the quintuple joints.
Yeah.
Man, whip them out.
I could.
Because you don't have to keep them secret anymore.
No.
You could bend all your spine nine ways.
Like when we go downtown next week and, you know, to the clubs, I can use them as a kind of party trick.
Yeah.
And, you know.
When we go out, clubbing it.
What's the hurry?
I could, when we're playing, I could use my robot punch fists to hit the tetherball really hard.
Hard and win.
And then if it's coming at you, you can use your heat vision or your flaming sword in order to sever the tetherball.
Because I don't have to keep those hidden anymore because, you know, the guards aren't going to confiscate my robot punch fists.
You'd beat Juarez so bad that he would get all frustrated and, take it out on me again.
Confiscated your robot punch fists.
It would. Everyone
and I would wind up crying and bleeding.
You'd have robot
for my mom in the laundry room.
Well, guys, let's go get a slushie and get some tetherball on.
Really?
Tether on.
I think we can't just leave.
Let's tether it up.
So many obligations here that we really didn't even see.
Yeah, I've got so much stuff to do, man, around here. There's, you know, stuff I got to take care of.
All right, Lawrence, you kind of stay tight. Clean up a little. Get, you know, your corner is getting a little messy.
Yeah, well.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's your turn to do the dish.
I think that's a new color that he came up with, too.
I don't think that's ever been seen.
From his fingernails.
That's like an orange that's been in the sun for 8 days. That's what that is.
Sort of, though, but there's a brownish
quality. There's a brownish hue that makes it look like duty.
Come on, guys. Slushies are on me.
It's on you. And we got that deal where we can pay for them with cools.
Right.
That's really nice of that kid.
Sweet. That's a plan we could have rolled with from the get-go.